We see the hand of God in the light of creation's grand design, in the lives of those who prove His faithfulness, who walk by faith and not by sight.
Good morning and welcome to the Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. It's an exciting day. We're reading Matthew chapter 28 this morning, and that is the story of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If you're following along in our Bible reading plan through the New Testament, through June, we're reading actually Matthew 28 and Mark 1, and they're two really good chapters, but I don't want to jump into Mark 1 without reading Matthew 28, verse 1. Let's go. Now, after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was an earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing like white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen. As he said, come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee, and there you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb, and with fear and great joy ran to tell his disciples. Behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came upon him and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus says, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." What a wonderful story. Jesus crucified. End of chapter 27. We didn't read that yesterday, but you read it perhaps. End of chapter 27, Jesus was crucified, dead and buried, placed into a tomb, was there overnight, there all day Saturday, and there over Saturday night. But sometime between Saturday night and Sunday morning, he rose again from the dead. On the beginning of the first day of the week, the ladies went to prepare the body. They didn't have time to do it on Friday night, and they couldn't do it on the Sabbath because they were faithful Jews. So they went on the Sunday, the first day of the week, to prepare the body for burial, to place the spices on the body. Luke tells us they're wondering about who's going to roll the stone away from the tomb so they can get into Jesus. They cared about Jesus. They cared about Jesus. They wanted to be there for Jesus as they were in his life. They wanted to be there for him in his death. You remember these women are the women who took care of the band of disciples. They met the needs of the disciples according to Luke chapter 8, verse 1 and 3. They met the needs of the disciples out of their own means. They served, they cared for, they traveled along with. They were welcomed into the disciples by Jesus. It was illegal for Jewish rabbis to teach women in those days. They would never do it, but Jesus welcomed the women. He said, "Come on." And they went, and they were there with Jesus throughout his earthly ministry. And as they were with him during the earthly ministry, during his life, they wanted to be with him in his death, and they wanted to prepare his body. They loved him. They loved him dearly. They go with grief. They go with tears in their eyes. They go to do a duty, to fulfill a task, to serve him at the end. And when they get there, they find the surprise. Much to their surprise, the angel descends and rolls back the stone. They're shaken. They're afraid. They don't know what's going on. Such a scary scene that the guards, the big Roman guards, the soldiers, tremble and fall to the ground. And the angel says to the women, "Do not be afraid." He speaks graciously and kindly. "Do not be afraid," comforting to them and saying, "Do not be afraid, for you seek Jesus, but he's not here. He has risen as he told you." Luke tells us beautifully in that passage in Luke 24 that when he says, "as he told you," they were reminded of all that Jesus had said about his resurrection. And in that reminder of all that Jesus had said about his resurrection, they know it is true. They believe what they see. They don't believe what they see at first. But once they have it confirmed by the word of God, they believe what they see. Dear friends, I tell you what a wonderful story of hope and joy, because Jesus conquered death. He's no longer in the tomb. He rose again on the third day. He destroyed sin and death. And he confirms it in his word. He prophesied it. Three times in his life, he said, destroy this temple and I'll raise it up. I'll build it back. He's referring to his own body. And then he did it. And his word tells that story. We can trust his word because his word is his confirmation. When God speaks, he guarantees that what he says is true. Hey, listen, I remember living in a day, and I hear people talk about this all the time, and I'll wrap up here. People lived in a day where your word meant something. Or people argue all the time, especially in business, that word, men's word, don't mean anything anymore. But in a day, there was a day in our life, in our history, where your word meant something. A handshake and a good word meant that you were going to fulfill your promise. When it comes to God, we don't have to worry about changes. Because when God says, I'm going to do it, he does it. He did it. Praise be to God for it. You have life everlasting as a result of it. You trust him and walk with him. He'll get you home and you'll live forever with him because his victory is your victory. These women got a wonderful surprise. They were told to go tell. They did. And through their testimony of the resurrection of Jesus, the disciples saw it. Then they went to Galilee. Then they met with Jesus. And then they went out. And as the disciples and these women went out and told the good news, it spread to where you and I are recipients of the good news of Jesus and the grace of God and the resurrection into eternal life. You guys have a great day. God bless you. I hope you're fired up. I am. See you tomorrow.